This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. City councilors in Albuquerque voted on Wednesday to halt construction of a trail in the Rio Grande Bosque. Many nature advocates say their trust was damaged when the city started cutting a six-foot-wide path through the forest along the banks of the river without giving public notice.
Mr. Mayor!
Be fair, save the Bosque!
Mr. Mayor!
Be fair, save the Bosque!
Nearly 200 people showed up at Albuquerque City Hall to oppose the city's Bosque development plans. Then, in order to be allowed into the council chambers, they put down their picket signs and filed in silently. Councilor Isaac Benton introduced a piece of emergency legislation to immediately cease all trail construction along the river between Central Avenue and Interstate 40.
I really do kind of regret having to bring forth this legislation, and it is intended to reestablish the dialogue and kind of rebuild public trust. And
wildlife advocates and people who want to keep the Bosque close to its natural state say they were in the middle of what they thought were negotiations with the city on how to best develop the Bosque while protecting sensitive habitat. Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry proposed a wide multi-use trail through the Bosque a year and a half ago, and hundreds of people opposed the plan, saying it turned a wild landscape into a manicured park. A coalition of environmental activists called the Bosque Action Team received three versions of the city's plan early last week. They say they were asked to offer input, but then were shocked to discover heavy machinery blading a trail along the river the very next day.
I'm going to stand before you and apologize if this last 2 weeks did not go as well on the public notification side as it should have.
Michael Reardon is Albuquerque's chief operating officer. He told the city council that the city had fallen short by not notifying the public.
I wanted to get this trail work done to be stewards of the Bosque, and that's why we're there.
City officials say spring nesting season is approaching for birds and they needed to get the project done. The wide trail will be covered in crushed rocks and is intended to accommodate everything from wheelchairs to horses. And Reardon said he thought stakeholders were on board.
As far as we knew, it was a plan that had been vetted for 2.5 years.
Councilor Trudy Jones questioned whether there was a need for more public input.
Are we talking about the fact that we don't like that something started before we got to say one more thing and change it just a little bit? It seems like everyone is in agreement that we were almost at what was going to happen.
Jones asked whether any good could come from halting the process now that it's been started. But Councilor Ken Sanchez said the city should have waited until the community came to consensus.
The mayor gave his word, and we as elected officials are only as good as our word, that there would be a process that would be given to the public.
The measure passed on a party-line vote, but because the mayor hasn't signed it and will likely veto it, construction in the Bosque continues. Gail Garber with Hawks Aloft works to protect birds in the region. Down in the Bosque, the riverbank was, until recently, a dense thicket of willows. Now, she says, the freshly cut trail is of concern.
So here's the problem, right here. You know, this should have been left a thicket. And this is the part that really is the most ecologically sensitive habitat that we have. This would be absolutely packed with warblers and other birds that were migrating through.
Garber says ideally this section of the trail should be moved away from the riverbank.
And time will tell, and it remains to be seen if they follow an ecologically sensitive restoration process or if they just go along and they just blade wherever they want to, regardless of public input.
The city has agreed to meet with stakeholders and environmental experts next week to see if they can find a middle ground. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.